Oh God, I got this guy living upstairs from me. Drives me crazy. Oh my God, the other day he does all these little things like, if he just came downstairs and knocked on my door and said, "Hi, David, nice to meet you. You know, I'm a big fan. Hey, let's have dinner sometime." Cool. That would be brilliant. That would be great. But he doesn't do that. He does all these things like to kind of be like, "Hey, I know who you are. Hey, I like your music." And it's just really weird. The other day, for example, I'm sitting in my room, not actually the living room. You know, the kids are gone, you know. A man had stepped out. I had, you know, a couple hours to myself. It was really nice. Don't get that too often, you know. You know, you have a family. That's just how it is. But it was really nice. And I was, you know, really excited. So sitting down there, got my coffee, having my bagel, you know, just enjoying life. Simple thing. No big deal. All of a sudden, I hear something, and it sounds familiar, but I can't put my finger on it at first. You know, it's like when you go to the grocery store and there's like a song playing in the background. You're like, "Oh, I've heard this before. Where have I heard this?" But it's, you know, it's like a cover version of the song. So it's like, kind of like an instrumental or something. So you're like, "Oh, I think this one, yeah, I think that's a Sinatra one. String arrangements, trying to figure out which one it is, you know?" Something of that nature. And it was a guy, you know, playing guitar upstairs. You know, and I could just hear him plucking away, you know, just kind of noodling around. And I'm like, "Oh, that sounds familiar. I wonder what he's working on." I was also kind of annoyed, you know, because it was right above my head. I could hear it really good. And man, let me tell you, when you pay $300 a month to live somewhere, you put up with stuff, you know. When you pay $500 a month, you know, you grin and bear it. And when you pay $1,000 a month, you know, you might go say something at some point, but you know, you say, "Leave well enough alone." When you pay $5,000 a month to live somewhere, you get kind of fucking annoyed. Well, you know, that's what the mortgage is anyways. I don't even know what the rent would be, but you know, I pay a pretty heavy mortgage to live in this place, you know. I don't know the exact numbers. My financial people, you know, they, you know, take a cut of that. But regardless, I know that I'm paying a heck of a lot to live in this place, you know, so I can have, and I had the walls soundproofed. I had THX. Yes, I'm not kidding you. This is so important to me that I actually had THX come in and soundproof the walls. Because, you know, the guy's amazing. And they have this new thing where they can soundproof your whole apartment. You could be in Times Square and not even know it. Think you're out in the country somewhere. It's brilliant. But for some reason, I don't know what it was. He must have found a hole in the cosmos or something. I don't know what he did. But he's right above my head. And I can hear the guitar, and eventually I figure out what he's playing. He's trying to play Rebel Rebel. But he's not doing it right at all. It's like, I mean, not to be mean. I'm not mean-spirited. But I can honestly say that I really think a blind amputee using his fucking tongue could probably have pulled this off better. It sounded horrible. It was like, God, and it just went on. And it went on for an hour straight, and I'm like, "I can't take this anymore. I have to say something. I'm not even going to ask someone else to do it. I'm going up there myself." That's the type of umbrage I take in that situation. I have things to do, you know? I want to relax. You know? I only have so much time on this earth. I want to enjoy it, especially my downtime. You know, it's the type of thing that just makes me want to go to the Catskills and just say, "Screw it." You know? But anyway, so I go up there, I knock on his door, and, you know, nice enough guy comes to the door. You know, regular looking fella. Seemed like maybe some guy that works on Wall Street or something, has a nice place. You know, maybe plays guitar as a hobby or something. I don't know. You know, he's a real straight-laced kind of bloke, you know. Just had like, you know, he had a black polo shirt on, some pleated khakis. You know, I could tell. He had one button down. He had, you know, it's like, "It's the day off. I'm going to relax a little bit." And then as soon as I saw him, I felt bad, like immediately going to the door and saying something. You know, I could tell he meant no harm. I think it was his way of saying, "Hey, how you doing, David? I live downstairs. I love your music. You know, here's one of your songs." But for some reason, something inside of me, I just kind of, a little bit frustrated. So I think I was a little bit more curt than I normally would be. You know, so I'm like, "Hey, great. Rebel, rebel. Brilliant. Please fucking stop." Close the door. You know, I close his door. So immediately, about an hour goes by, and I feel horrible. You know, I overreacted, and I couldn't read the book. I put it down. I do this all the time. I overreact, and then I feel guilty, and then I have to compensate. So of course, you know, my mom gets home and says, "Oh, you know, how you doing? What's going on?" You know, so, you know, I was just like, "Oh," you know, kind of rubbed it, you know, pushed it off a little bit. I was like, "Oh, just reading a book, you know, relaxing." And, you know, she could read me so well. And, you know, my daughter was there too, you know. And both of them, I mean, it's like they have a sixth sense. They know. I can't hide anything from them. And, you know, my daughter, she's like, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. She's brilliant. That's amazing. Daddy, tell us the truth. And I'm like, ah. From the mouths of babes. I couldn't lie to her. I said, oh, honey, I went up, you know, our neighbor was kind of bothering me, and I went upstairs, and I kind of snapped at him, and I feel really bad. What should Daddy do? And she said, bake him a cake. Great, of course. She couldn't have said, bring him a glass of lemonade, or have him over for a beer, bake him a cake. That's going to take 2 hours. And then mom's just sitting there, she's laughing. Well, let me give you a rundown of my cooking expertise. I can boil sausage. I can make a fish fry. I learned that, believe it or not, in Berlin. Amongst all the things we were doing, Iggy actually taught me how to make a good fish fry. How to stir fry it and, you know, put the breading on it. I can do that. I can make toast, even toast it on just one side. I can make a really good hard-boiled egg. Seriously, this is about the limit of it. I can mix a really good pot tail. I can make a great grilled cheese sandwich. I can also make a Reuben. That's it. That's all I know how to do. And now, of course, my daughter has guilted me into making a cake for this man. So I have to do it, you know. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, well, looks like I'm going to bake a cake today. David Bowie's going to bake a cake. That's what we'll do today. Not making an album. Not working on a sonnet. Not writing a movie or a screenplay or thinking of anything too brilliant. I'm going to bake a cake for 2 hours. I will do that. That's what I'll do with my life today. So I said, okay, grinning back, let's do it. Shoulders back, all right. So now the question was, what type of cake do I make? Now I thought, instead of a cake, here's my logic. I was like, why don't, instead of that, I'll make a pie. That's easier. And pies are kind of friendly, they're warm, you know, they're a sociable type of dessert. They're nice, you know. And I thought, you know, what's the nicest, kind of warmest, you know, what's the, you know, most comforting thing you can make someone? I think that'd probably be, a pumpkin pie. So I thought, okay, pumpkin pie, that's what it's going to be. So I said, Aman, do we have any pumpkins? And then my daughter starts laughing at me. Really great. Does a real boost to your ego to have a 7-year-old girl laughing at you. A real boost to the self-esteem. And I said, well, what are you laughing at, little one? You know, you came from me, I could take you back. And she said, you're not going to believe this. From the mouths of babes. She says, Daddy, pumpkins are out of season right now. Can you believe it? How does she know that? I don't even know that. I don't even know what the seasons are. Winter, summer, October, I don't know, whatever. You know, it has nothing to do with my life. Well, then I looked at her and I said, well, since you have all the answers, why don't you tell me what I should do? Or what type of pie should I make? She goes to the cupboard, she looks at me, says, one moment, Daddy. Goes to the cupboard, comes back, and she brings me a can that says Libby's Pumpkin on it. And it's, you know, it's like a pretty much, it's a puree of the pumpkin. It's the guts of it, you know, it's kind of essentially what you need to make a pumpkin pie. And I said, well, where did this come from? And she said, Daddy, I made you pumpkin pie 2 weeks ago. You don't remember. I said, no, I remember. I thought we bought that at some bakery. It was marvelous. She said, no, I made it, Daddy. Here she is, you know. 7 years old. Oh, can you believe it? So I get down on one knee, and I look my daughter in the eye, and I say, darling, angel, apple of my eye, would you please do Daddy a wonderful favor? I'll be forever in your debt. Will you help Daddy? Will you make this pumpkin pie for our neighbor? She pauses, looks off in the distance very dramatically. I think she's going to end up doing theater. And she says, Daddy, that would be cheating. And taps me on the nose with her forefinger, giggles, and walks away. I was beside myself. I could not believe it. And of course, the man is sitting there laughing, watching this whole thing happen. I tell you. Well, you know, they team up on you. They really do. The women, they team up on you. Guys, can I get my man behind me? Oh, jeez. Now, I'll tell you something. I have starred in movies. I've made albums. I've gone on world tours. I've, you know, written books. You know, I have actually had an angioplasty. And I have to say, none of those things even remotely come close to the pain in the ass that is making a pumpkin pie. Further compounded by the fact that I am worthless in the kitchen. I think that anybody else with half a brain could have done this and probably wouldn't have been a big deal, but I just, for some reason, oh, you put me in a kitchen? Forget about it. It's like that one, yeah, that one Woody Allen movie where he's like, you know, he's fighting for Napoleon's army and he's trying to put the gun together and it's just not happening, it's falling apart. You know, real comic relief. But not funny when it's your life and you're like, oh my God, here I am, I'm 64 years old and I can't make a pumpkin pie. Oh, God. And, you know, let's get it right here, right? I have an honorary doctorate from Harvard. And I can't find a recipe. I'm going online, but the internet's not working. Once again, I'm probably paying, like, whoever knows how many thousand dollars a month. Thousands of dollars a month. I can't have the fucking internet in my house. The internet's not working in my house. My rent probably costs more, like, you know, than the internet company itself that's providing the internet. Oh. I tell you, I got the life of Riley, I really do. So, I notice Iman is, she's sitting at a laptop doing some business stuff. She's got a big, you know, big corporate thing coming up. They're doing a big sponsorship, you know, doing AIDS awareness. And she has a big, you know, concert coming up. She's trying to get everything together. I don't want to bother her, but I'm at my wit's end. I'm like, I kind of tap her on the shoulder. Honey, sorry to bother you. She turns around. I said, honey, just one question. Where do we keep the pie tins? Do we have anything that I can, you know, I'm trying to bake a pie. Where do we have what drawer, what cupboard is that in? I can't find it. And she says, oh yes, honey, we have two really great pie dishes. They're perfect for just what you need. We'll do the job, practically makes the pie itself. But I let Rebecca borrow it last week. So apparently we're running a renter center at my house. I didn't realize this. Everyone's borrowing things from me. She let somebody borrow my metal detector last week. She had her 12-year-old cousin. She has a cousin in Queens, and they're all going out to the beach. She gives them the metal detector. And mind you, this isn't a little kid's metal detector. This thing cost me $500. It's top of the line. It's got all the gizmos and gadgets on it. We're running seriously. At my house, we're running a rental center out of my house. I remember one day, I went to use the DVD player. It wasn't there. Oh, there's an old lady down the hall. I guess she borrowed that. She's had it for a month. I mean, she lives in a brownstone. She must have millions of dollars. She probably has a ton of money. She can't just buy her own DVD player. And her mom's, oh, she's old. She can't get out. What does she use? Amazon.com. She can order one. Oh, it's mental. Anyways, so she tells me, we don't have pie tins. I don't have two pie tins to rub together. Oh, can't find two pie tins. There's probably men living in a box that have a pie tin. Sorry, that's kind of mean, but you know what I mean. Give me a break, right? Oh, so I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Everything's closed. It's Sunday, of course. You know, Manhattan, it's a ghost town after, you know, 5 o'clock on a weekday, let alone a Sunday. Nothing opened. I mean, I could send someone out to get... at this point, it's going on 8 o'clock. I don't want to bring this guy a pie at 12 o'clock at night. He's going to think I'm crazy, you know? So, man, you have to keep in mind, I have a very strange train of thought. My logic doesn't work like other people's logic, which sometimes can yield very good things, like Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, or the Berlin Trilogy. Well, you know, the labyrinth, whatever. So, you know, my logic, I'm thinking, okay, pie tin. It's round. It's made of metal. Wait, frying pan. Why can't I just use a frying pan? There's one sitting right in front of me, a really good frying pan. Sitting right there. So I'm like, all right, I'll just use a frying pan. This makes sense to me. I'm not even going to run it by a man, whatever. I'm just going to do it. Making an executive decision. I'm a man, I can do this. You know, so I'm looking there. Oh, there's a frying pan. And I thought, all right, you know, so I'm making the recipe, and so far, so good. It's, you know, seems to be going along well. It hadn't turned green yet, or any weird color. It was still, you know, the mush or whatever it was still orange, you know, and I felt that's a good thing, you know. That should be orange, might be food coloring, I don't know, good enough. You know, so I'm mixing everything together, and I'm putting in the cinnamon. Oh, and actually, I forgot to tell you, we have a cook that comes over, and, you know, it helps us do dinner parties and stuff like that. And I found one of his recipes, and he had a pumpkin pie one right in there. Perfect, you know, brilliant. And, you know, so I'm following the recipe, I'm putting everything in, and, you know, adding, I can't even remember, I think I had, you know, flour in there, baking powder, something or other. You know, adding all the ingredients. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, this isn't too bad, you know, I'm almost done. It's only taken me about a half hour after I got everything together. I can't be messing this up too bad. There I go, got it all together. And I, you know, going to put it in the oven. And I think to myself, the pan, it seemed like it was overflowing, and I was kind of worried about that. So I thought, you know, what can I do to stop? I just don't want it to, you know, I don't want it to start bubbling all over the place. And I thought, oh, I have another frying pan right here. Why don't I just put that on top of it? You know, so it's like a little pot, like almost like a UFO or something. So I thought, brilliant, okay, I'll let that go. Cook it, you know, I think it's like 30 minutes to an hour. I don't remember exactly what it was. I'll sit here, drink my coffee, work on the crossword puzzle. Relax, this isn't a big deal. Hey, I'm helping somebody, having a nice day. You know, how much more could you ask for? And I noticed Iman occasionally looking over her shoulder, you know, kind of glancing at me, just being like, oh, what's he up to? Kind of making this type of looks, you know. And I thought, whatever, I'll have the last laugh. People made those same types of noises when the Wright brothers said, we're going to put two wings together, put some wheels on it, see if it flies. Oh, that's ridiculous. That's weird. You know, people made the same noises for those guys, you know, so I'm in good company, no problem with that. You know, when Lawrence of Arabia said, I'm going to cross the desert, guys, see you later. Oh, you're crazy, goodbye, Lawrence, you're probably going to die. No, he didn't die. Ended up becoming a legend. All right, I'm making a pumpkin pie, no problem. Leave me alone, just let me do it. You know, my daughter's sitting over there playing video games, and, you know, just she's off in her own world. So anyways, you know, they're doing their thing, I'm doing my thing. Ha! And, you know, half hour goes by. I check on it, looks like it's going good. I lift up the other pan. Things are bubbling a little bit, so I feel like it's going a little bit slow. So, you know, I decide, okay, let me turn it up a couple hundred degrees just to, you know, make sure everything's good. You know, so I turn it up, sit back down, you know, relaxing, finishing up the crossword puzzle, doing a really good job halfway through it. I'm like, oh, this is good. You know, I'm really on a roll here today. You know, so I'd set the timer for another 15 minutes, and, you know, so, boom, you know, ding, goes off. Take it out, smells great, you know, kind of can, you know, see it a little bit, looks good. Didn't want to take the top of the pan off right away. I thought, you know what, let's play it safe, let's let it cool off. You know, so I'm like, hey, I look at the recipe, it says, let's sit, you know, sit and cool for 20 minutes. So, you know, I do that, go and, you know, grab a drink, make myself a drink, you know, kind of staring out the window, just looking at the sunset, really nice, you know, beautiful. And, you know, just looking at the skyline. We have a wonderful view from my apartment, it's beautiful, you know. So, you know, I go back to the pumpkin pie, I'm like, okay, you know, let's, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what, let's keep it fresh. I'll keep it between the two pans. I'm not going to take it out right away. Let me just do that, you know, heading out the door. And I thought, you know, I kind of had like a, had some stains on my shirt, so I thought, okay, I've got to change my shirt, put on a nice shirt, be respectable. Grabbed a bottle of, I had some Chianti, we just bought a whole case of it. I thought, I'll give him a bottle of wine too. You know, really go for the kill, you know. So I did that, and I go up there, and I knock on the door, and I hear footsteps, and it sounds like kind of like hesitating footsteps, like, you know, kind of like, what's going on here, kind of, you know, you could tell there's some kind of like pacing going on, and I hear the latch thing open, and there's no immediate response. I'm like, hello, hello, and I don't know his name either, so it's kind of embarrassing. Hi, I'm David, I live downstairs, and I hear like, one second. And you can tell it's kind of awkward, something, you know. I must have rubbed him the wrong way earlier, obviously. I feel bad. He opens the door, and he has this beautiful white robe on. It almost looked like the kind that a boxer would wear or something, but really fancy. You know, white silk, and it's, you know, really nice. And it has on it, across the front, it says Calvin. So I thought, oh, that must be his name, Calvin. All right, easy enough. I can kind of pretend now like I already knew it. There we go. Got a little, you know, help from the guy upstairs. Somebody up there likes me. So anyways, so he kind of looked at me inquisitively as if, you know, what's going on? You know, what can I do for you? Kind of look like, oh, what's this about? And I said, hello, Calvin, I made you a pie. And I go to open up the pie, but the whole thing pops out, hits it right in the face, and the wine bottle drops, breaks, and goes all over his silk white robe. Oh, it was a mess. I mean, I ruined it. It was destroyed. Pumpkin pie all over his face, wine all over his clothes, and the pie is just dripping from his face like something from a you know, a Marx Brothers movie, and it's just dripping from his face, and the wine is just falling down. There's broken glass everywhere. And what do you say at that point? What am I going to say? I couldn't even think of how to respond to that. don't even know how the pie did that. It's crazy. It projected because I opened it in such a way that like it must have like wedged it out like it just like pushing out a child or something. And I pulled the two pans apart and bam, the thing just like went straight in its face and pie everywhere. And I imagine it was still probably hot. Probably didn't feel too good to have that in its face. And the wine's everywhere. It's all over the place. Broken bottle. Wine spills all over. I drop it and the bottle just hit the floor and the cork went boom, went right out, hit the ceiling. Wine, like San Andreas fault, all over his silk robe that he was wearing. Oh, and I just felt so bad. And what do you say at that point? What do you say? Oh, sorry about that. I came down here earlier and I snapped at you and acted like a total asshole and yelled at you. Oh, here's a pie in the face and I'll throw some wine all over that nice silk robe. Go fuck yourself. What do you say at that point? You know? Is there any appropriate way? And I just stood there and I thought, you know what? Let's side on comic relief. Let's go on, you know, when in doubt, tell a joke. Have a laugh, tell a joke, lighten the mood a little bit. And I said, hey, Calvin, how does it taste? He looks down, you know, looks at the ground for a minute. He's, you know, as if, you know, trying to find a thought, or trying to find a way to respond to this, you know, insane situation. And the pie, you know, is dripping off of his face, and he wipes his eyes. He looks up to me and says, the name is Gregory. You forgot to add sugar. Oh, God. And I'm sitting there. Not only did I destroy his robe, not only did I get pie, steaming hot pie all over his face, and wouldn't a logical person standing in front of another man and said, Calvin, on his robe, wouldn't you, anybody here, can anyone check me on this? Wouldn't you think the guy's name was Calvin? I mean, that's what I thought. Turns out it was Calvin Klein, eh? That's the name of the brand. Apparently they make robes. I didn't fucking know that. I thought they made sneakers. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. I'm David Bowie. Good night.